This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, everybody. We continue on this Wednesday afternoon. People in town still buzzing about truly one of the most remarkable Wolves games in franchise history, playing the best team in basketball, the Oklahoma City Thunder. At points, they're down 25 with under 4 minutes to go. They're down 16. Again, the best team in basketball. Young guys on the floor. They stage a remarkable comeback, win the game by three. And the head coach of the Timberwolves, Chris Finch, is kind enough to join us. Chris, I know the season is long, and it's a practice day. It's a game day, and you're looking forward. But this is a unique type of game. I'm sure it's still in your head. I'm sure it's still in your coach's head, the player's head. When you think about that game, what still stands out most to you as we approach 48 hours after the game?
Yeah, I think what stands out most is I'm not sure how we won it. I think what stands out, Chad, is to be honest, is that it's, you know, like we didn't have it. Like, you know, there are games that you come across, you just don't have it, you know, and you don't play well. You keep fighting. And then all of a sudden, like, the young guys off the bench were the spark we needed, along with Jaden McDaniels and Nikhil. And, you know, kind of once we found that right energy and things started to go our way and we started to get some stops and some buckets at the other end, you could feel it snowballing. And at that point, like, anything's possible, particularly in the league today where there's just so much variance and guys, you know, teams rather can come back from these larger deficits.
Chris, as I said before, this season is very long and there are games sometimes which are tipping points. Sometimes you look back at a season and you pick a game, in this case in February, and maybe it kickstarts the season. And then other times you have a game like that, and the next game there's no connection at all. How do you try to build on that and emphasize the points that work so well in beating the best team in the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been a story of our season. You know, it's up and down, up and down. We're trying to find that consistency. We've just got to, like, close teams out with our defense, and that's what we were able to do in Oklahoma City. Obviously, we held it scoreless coming down the stretch, and you know, we need to be more of that type of team. Offensively, we've been kind of hit and miss in clutch time. We got to definitely get better there. A lot of that's, of course, Anthony's growth curve, but we need to be a more consistent defensive team. And if we can do that down the stretch, then, you know, we have a chance to make this run that we've all feel is in us. And just for reference point, I mean, we've played in, I think, the most clutch games in the league.
Yes.
And, you know, our record, I'm not sure what our record is, but it's, you know, we've lost more of them than we've won. And in those clutch games. And in Houston, who's also played a bunch of, you know, clutch games, pretty much has the mirror opposite for us. And that's the difference. You know, they're third, fourth, and we're seventh fighting for sixth. And that's the margin for error. It's so small in the Western Conference right now. We've got to find a way to, like, win these close games. And it comes down to offensive decision-making and defense. And we've been a good defensive team, but what we've done a lot in the last minutes of close games is we've given up second-chance opportunities, and we fouled at a higher rate. And so if we can clean those areas up, I think, you know, we can really solidify the last 20-plus games.
Okay, those are good details on something I was going to ask you about clutch time. So you're ahead of me on this, and you know this better than me. That's the core of great teams. That's the core of what happens in playoffs. How can you simulate that in practices? How, and I'm sure you're discussing it endlessly, and the players know it. If it was just as easy as talking about it, and then it would change, it would work, but everybody would be doing the same thing. How do you try to get better at that versus just not accepting but acknowledging that this team isn't great in that area?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to replicate in the practice scenario. You just, you know, we try, you know, we play situational games and we walk through things and we talk about them. And of course we work on the execution piece of the plays that we like to run there. But a lot of it's in the moment decision-making, you know, do you mm-hmm. trust your teammates enough to make the right play? You know, and there's a chain reaction to that. It's just because I might trust you, you got to trust the next guy. So, you got to, I think it's a quest for easy baskets. You know, how else can we get easy baskets? You know, can we get a transition basket? Can we get an offensive rebound put back? We're doing a better job of rebounding at the offensive end. That's been a real big point of emphasis for us. And how can we augment that? And of course, alongside of all this is, you know, working with Anthony just to, you know, kind of continue to make the right plays. And he's such a home run hitter, as I call him, that he, you know, he wants the big play all the time. And sometimes the backbreaking play is the pass ahead and transition that leads to a layup for your teammate. So, you know, I don't think any of it is selfish or malicious or ill-intended. It's, you know, he gets into this mindset where he has a killer mindset, which you love. But he's got to also be able to kind of temper that enough to, make the right play and, you know, find his teammates and when they double and create that chain reaction. Now, to be fair with Anthony too, like, we just haven't made some of those shots. You know, and that was the Houston game a couple games ago. We missed a bunch of wide open threes down the stretch. You know, if two of those go in, it's a different story.
Is Ant's calf okay? Is he set to play tomorrow night against the Lakers?
Yeah, we believe so. I mean, his calf is fine. I mean, it's a little banged up, and he'll get some treatment today. And I'm not sure of his status for practice yet, but I'll find that out here in about an hour. But we expect him to be in tomorrow.
Let's talk Jaden McDaniels here. Reminding folks, this is the head coach of the Wolves, Chris Finch, with us, Chad Hartman here on CCO. Jaden really has come into his own this month. I mean, the defense has been better, but just the offensive assertiveness, his decision-making, his rebounding, this is the guy that you and Tim Connelly have believed in. Why do you think it is clicking in at this level? And how convinced are you at this point that he's climbed at least one level of the mountain and you can expect this type of behavior, this type of play, and the behavior of assertiveness going forward?
Yeah, we always felt that this was the Jaden McDaniels that we could realize, or he could realize. He's, first of all, put the work in his entire young career to be able to kind of take the next steps. It's a lot of it's just about opportunity. It's about usage. Of course, when guys go down, you know, Julius, Dante, guys that we'd spent a lot of time and attention trying to integrate early in the season, maybe at the expense of Jaden, to be honest with you. We knew who Jaden was at the point. We knew what he could do. I think in Jaden's mind, when we traded Kat, there's probably an expectation that he would take this jump. And the way things had worked out early on in the season, you know, again, we had priorities with Jaden with Julius and Dante. So that was a doubt had taken its toll on his ability to take this step forward that we're seeing. Now those guys have been out for a number of games, and it's not a coincidence. It coincides with that. Now the tricky part is, like, how do we maintain a balance for everybody? How do we reintegrate these guys mm-hmm. when they come back? How does Jaden maintain his role in the offense? And a lot of that's going to just be the flow. You know, I've always said, like, we just need to make the ball move a little bit better sometimes. Jaden's been a barometer for that. Whenever we've moved the ball well, played with a great rhythm offensively for the last several years, Jaden's always played really well. You know, if we just stick him in the corner and expect him to make threes every time the ball comes to him, that's not really who he is. He can do that. He has more to offer, and we've seen that.
Okay, let's talk about those players who are awfully important to you, and Rudy Gobert, Dante DiVincenzo, and Julius Randle. Can you give me an updated timeline when they're coming back? And then you just alluded to it, these young guys in Clark and yeah. Dillingham and Shannon. They have been so essential to so many mm-hmm. of these games, including Monday night. Even when those three proven veterans, I mean, Rudy, defense player of the year multiple times, are they absolutely in the rotation going forward, or is that a game in, game up basis? Because you're just talking about so many guys you would have to play.
Yeah, I mean, with so many guys, it's going to be situational for some of them. I think what's going to be key for us, and when we get to the verge of being all healthy, we'll have this discussion. You know, it's just everybody kind of putting aside their feelings and their individual agendas at this point in time, and, you know, make this push down the stretch for the greater good. We have a deep team that can be a real benefit for us, but it also, if people don't approach it with the right mindset, you know, can be a bit of an anchor too. We don't expect the latter. We expect the former. Guys coming back from injury, you always have to kind of manage them through their reintegration process anyway. So as far as the young guys, we feel really confident in being able to throw them in. I'm sure several of them will stay in the rotation. We're going to expand our rotation from when, from early in the season when we were playing like a hard eight. You know, now I can see us playing 10. It will probably leave somebody out on a nightly basis, and that gives us a chance to be situational. You know, if we need, you know, if we need defense, or we need shooting, or we need, you know, energy, you know, we might be able, well, we have a selection of opportunities to be able to choose from there. So,
two last quick points, and we'll let Chris Finch go. Nas has been fantastic. He has mainly been a six man and flourished, but this month he has started. You have, we just alluded to it, Julius among the players coming back. Have you already decided whether Nas is going to start or Julius will return to the starting lineup when Julius is healthy and ready to go?
Yeah, that's a question that we'll cross when we get there, to be quite honest, Chad. I think at this point in time, you know, we don't know what Julius's minutes restrictions will be when he comes back. Some of that will dictate the decisions we make at that point in time. Is Rudy going to be healthy? So it's a pretty fluid situation across mm-hmm. the board right now. We're just excited that these guys are closer to getting able to come back to get on the floor.
Last thing, Chris Finch in L.A. Yeah, you got practice. You got work commitments. But you also have a city with some things to do. What is Chris Finch doing with a couple nights in L.A.?
Last night I just found a nice restaurant outside the bar, had some dinner with one of our coaches, and watched the Luka revenge game. And then tonight I'll probably do not a lot more than that. I got nothing on the agenda. So looking forward to practice today. It's an unusual day in the NBA when you actually can practice because you don't get much time in between games. So excited for that. And then, it's nice to experience the 75-degree weather.
Yes. Chris Finch will not be out clubbing tonight. Is that what I'm hearing?
I will not be out clubbing.
Chris, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
Chris Finch, the outstanding Timberwolves head coach. You want to react in any way? You certainly can. You know how to text us, 651-461-9226 here on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's ALMASED.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people asking about the audio. So as we mentioned at the start, Chris unavailed. They're practicing right now. And then the Comrex we use, because I'm broadcasting remotely, until we make one more equipment change, we can't do it in the conventional way. So it's clean feed, they call it. So that's why it sounded a bit different. AM radio, podcasts. You know, I get when people text and listen, I'm glad you're listening. Thank you. I mean this in all sincerity. In fact, I just want to talk about this for a little bit. I will say this, and I don't want anybody think in any way. I'm just saying this because somebody told me to say it. I thank anybody who listens to our show, whether you bump into it when Common's on a break or somebody forces you to listen to it or you listen all the time and you love it, you hate it. There are so many ways to consume entertainment now. You can do it with us, AM radio. You can do it with us, go to WCCRadio.com. You can do it with us, podcast. Excuse me. Podcast, just a Chad Hartman show. And pretty much, unless it's from a different company, anywhere you get your podcast, Chad Hartman show. So when people are saying that, hey, that sounded different, some liked how it sounded different, some just said it sounded a bit different. But Chris Finch, yeah, I truly believe. Doesn't mean I agree with him all the time, and I'm not afraid to say that, but I think he's a tremendous coach, and he's also a great interview. And just because of his schedule and when they practice, we don't get him on much. So we felt like it was worth having him on. I think they made a move because they knew Finch was on with us, Dave. You think it's a coincidence? They converted Jalen Clark to a legit contract, and then they signed Bones Highland, who Conley is like before. He's a smallish point guard. He's In some ways, he's a lot like Rob Dillingham. So they made a move as they continued to try to augment and make subtle adjustments to this roster. Remind you, Rena's up in about 5-6 minutes here. It's probably worth noting the other basketball team in town, Dave. We had Ben Johnson on last week. Ben Johnson is a quality, quality human being. And I want it to work out for Ben. But just after we had him on, it was winning 6-9, victories at Pauley when you're down by 17, beating Eric Musselman when he was down by, what, 12 to SC? Yeah. And again, as I said, winning 6-9, feeling like you got a little bit of momentum going. Then you lose to two lousy teams at home, Northwestern and Penn State. And you just, you bring the conversation back again. Because it's one step forward, two steps back, two steps forward, one step back. And it's incredibly hard to win with schools where you don't have a lot of NIL. And by the way, with a building that is about 30 years past its relevancy. I think I've been saying for 15 years at least, blow up the barn. It was great. We had a lot of fun there. I went to so many games as a kid there. It's not the same. And don't be telling me memories about what it was like when Whitey Skoog and Lou Hudson and Bells Thompson were there. No. And by the way, is it hurting them dramatically in winning? No. No, it's not. But let's go. Let's get some money. The new barn should take place. But, Dave, when the Gophers lose to the inferior opponents like they have this year, even though with the limited NIL and the players that Johnson and the program lost, you're just asking for questions to be raised. And if they would make a move on Ben and they bring X in, does that mean they're going to have a lot more NIL money? I see no signs of that at all. So the enormous divide. Now, we're going to get some level of revenue sharing coming up. And I get it on kids finally getting paid. But it's also so crazy. Did we briefly allude to the Carson Beck situation, the kid who left Georgia and went to Miami, and he gets $4 million, and then he's getting his, what was it, his Maserati stolen and his Mercedes stolen. And it's just, you know, it's, and so often, you know where these guys are going? Where their girlfriend is, and she's on social media, and she's making money too. That's the Carson Beck situation. NIL, good, giving kids money, but it's not balanced in any way whatsoever with the players or the schools themselves. Maybe, Dave, you should contribute. Maybe you should contribute some money to the University of Minnesota with NIL money. Right. What are your thoughts on that?
I could write one of those big oversized checks to, what do we call it, Dinky Town Athletes?
Yeah?
Yeah. Expect that in the mail. Just keep looking for it there, Dinky Town.
Yeah. I don't think it's coming. Rena Sargentopoulos, an hour late, but as good as ever. And I want to talk about your food obsessions. Do you have a food that you love and you eat over and over and over again? Because I'm a part of it right now. I am witnessing it. I am participating in it, even when I think I shouldn't. Is there a food item that you cannot get enough? Keep it clean to some level. That's you, Carter. I don't need one of your filthy texts right now. Do not need it. What is your food? Maybe you kicked it. Maybe you booted it. Maybe you're right in the middle of it. Your food obsession. What do you got? 651-461-9226. Turns out Rena was called into a work meeting. We get it. So she's got a work meeting, but we're going to cover some of the same topics. And we love Rena. And we know we will chat with Rena rather soon. And we know a lot of people like hearing from Rena, but, you know, work happens. So I'm on this adventure, as I've mentioned many times. We're out in California. And I'm out here with Quentin. And Quentin is a huge part of why we're here, because of his health issues and the limitations he faces when it's a typical winter. But maybe typical winter is out. Now, am I enjoying it? Yes. Yeah. Am I sick of winter? Yes. So to say it's only because of Quentin, that just would be a lie. And while I'm seeing somebody, and my relationship is great with Michelle, Kathleen, Quinn's mom, my ex-wife, we share 50-50 custody. And so if I'm going to come out here for a period of time, first of all, Brad has to approve it. He does. He knows I'm committed to the show and work every bit as hard here as I do back home. But also, you know, Kathleen and I'm not going this long without Quentin. So we get along well enough that we live together again. We're great, great friends. We're not getting back together again. That's not happening. But she is an enormous part of my life, not just as my ex-wife, not just as the mother of our kids, but also she's a great friend to me. We get along extraordinarily well. And Kathleen, Dave, is not a very good cook. She's a great cook. But she has developed a blind spot to potatoes. Because, and by the way, I don't have to eat them. Okay? There's no like, I'm going to torture Quentin unless you keep eating these potatoes. But my God, there is a potato in the mix on whenever Kathleen makes. Now, I made my amazing tuna for lunch today. We've not had it yet. And let me just announce right now, my tuna is better than anyone else's tuna on the planet. Bring it on. You will fail. I should open up a tuna fish place just on my own. In there today, shallots, beets, pickled corn, hearts of palm, pickles, cucumbers, carrots, two types of onions, mustard. Just because of Quentin, just the smallest amount of mayo, and God, it's a small amount, but it's tremendous. But back to Kathleen. There are potatoes. I swear to God, I have potatoes coming out of my ears. The potatoes never end, Dave. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes. And the problem is, they're so damn good.
Mm. Are we mixing up the variety of potato? Is there maybe even
not
a sweet potato added? Or are we just
no
throwing the russets at no. it? Idaho Golds? What do we got?
It's the Tim Russerts.
Okay.
It's you bake them, and then you cut them up and you fry them. That's what's out there a lot.
Okay. She's
back just
mashing?
Just a half hour ago, top of the hour. They are right there in front of my face. What did I do? After not having any for a few days,
but you potatoed.
I had a few.
You potatoed.
I potatoed?
Yeah.
I could have actually showed some willpower like I did the last 4 or 5 days, but no. I went to the fetal position, and I consumed them.
I don't think that's a problem. They come from the earth. They got to be healthy.
Yeah, I'm up to like 560 pounds now. That's the problem.
It's potato weight. It comes off.
Yeah, does it?
I think so.
Does it? Now, I'm going to unwrap it right now because I'm telling you, this is the thing I could eat constantly. In fact, I'm going to take a bite right now. Oh, my God. So good. The Trader Joe's dark chocolate peanut butter cup.
You need not say more.
Great customer service. A well-struck 5-iron. Good sex, and a dark chocolate peanut butter cup. That's it. What else is on your wishes that can't be topped? I mean, those. I don't think it's better than that. I had great customer service yesterday. A couple places had to go out and about. I used to be able to hit a crisp 5-iron. I mean, I'm tremendous at sex. We all know that. And a dark chocolate peanut butter cup. Oh my God, the best. Dave, and I want more of your well, I'll read some of the text here. Chad, I'd bathe in guacamole if I could. Guacamole is phenomenal. Texter's right. Now, where do you stand on guacamole?
Guac is good. If I'm going to dip a chip in something, I would choose a good salsa over a good guac.
How about this? A great guac and great spicy salsa, and you combine them.
You can do
that. Where do you stand on that?
You could absolutely do that.
Yeah, bathing guacamole, I would consider that.
Sounds too sticky. I'm not in on that.
Pass on that joke. Tater tots, I will never tire them. Oh, so good. Now, tater tots are good. I think they're a little overhyped, though. I got to be honest. We know the tater tot hot dish is massively, massively overhyped, correct?
It is overhyped. I mean, all hot dishes in this state are certainly overhyped. The tater tot growing up, the tater tot always came from a bag. It was not a restaurant item. It was a frozen food, put it in the oven, and they're fine. Once the restaurants really started diving in on them, throwing them into the fryer, then you realize the true potential of what the tater tot can be.
I'm just enjoying my peanut butter chocolate.
Are you on number two already?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Keep going. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Add to that potato weight.
Yeah, $5.75 now. Ice cream. Hot take. I like ice cream. I don't love ice cream.
No.
Okay. What do you think of that?
You're wrong, but that's fine. You can be wrong. Have you gone back to the local ice cream shop yet? Is it on the record?
No, I've had.
Come on.
I need to.
It's been a month.
I need to. I've had two date shakes. They're phenomenal. Please, someone back in Minnesota, start making date shakes. Or Dave, let's the two of us. We'll make an absolute killing. I tried to convince somebody last year, but then it turned into, Suzanne turned it into a date shake ice cream. Not a date shake malt.
It's a different thing.
It's a very different thing.
Also,
the date shake malt is amazing.
Is it a malt where you're at? Or is it just a shake? Because that's a different bit. You got the powder or not.
That's fair. You're right. Yeah, you're right. You can do both. You're right. I'm a date shake person. Not the malt.
Okay.
You're right. Among the texts, keep going here. Let's do this. Let's pause. Because this is vitally important. Your food obsession. And do you feel for me when potatoes are coming out of my ears? Do you feel for me in that way? What is your food obsession? What could you just eat and eat and eat and eat? Somebody asked if I'm taking a big tuna. Absolutely. Anybody wants to try to challenge me in the tuna making business, please, just stop. Just stop. You cannot do it. 651. 461-9226. Just a phenomenal song. Where is CeeLo at this point? Is he at the casino situation? Is he still trying to be relevant? Because he had his moment for a few years where he was omnipresent. I thought he was going to be around for a while. Am I missing where CeeLo is at this point?
Take a look, see if he's got a little tour going on. Well, is he still on The Voice? He was for a little bit, but he's off of that, right?
Yeah, they run through. Does that show get more celebrities than any show right now? I mean, they get big names.
They do pretty good, pretty well.
And even, you know, it's across the globe. I think it's in England where Tom Jones is still on it. I've expressed my admiration for Tom Jones before. The hip-swiveling Welsh superstar. Tom Jones still has an amazing voice. And if you're on the TikTok, you're on the Instagram, you see Tom Jones in the 60s and 70s with the biggest stars in rock and roll and hanging right with them. Like Wilson Pickett and Aretha and God, just prominent names. But Tom Jones is still on. I don't think CeeLo's been on The Voice for a while. You seen any tours coming? Or
Do you want to know where you can see CeeLo in this region of the country next month? Saturday, March 22nd, 7 p.m.?
Medina Ballroom.
No.
Okay.
Keep going down.
Dave Harrigan's basement.
Four Bears Casino and Lodge in Newtown, North Dakota.
Mm. Yeah, and I like some CeeLo tunes too. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whatever happened. On the food, we might have to get to. Did you hear that fool, Alan Carter today and his texting policy? You're not allowed to text him 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Who is this guy? How old is he? And then he's talking about, oh, I keep falling asleep while I'm watching Gunsmoke with Jen. And then he goes to bed at 9, and then he wonders why he's not sleeping at night. That's because you take your teeth out at 5, you watch Gunsmoke together, you fall asleep. You don't need 17 hours a day. And he doesn't understand the concept of just turning off the notifications or turning the volume down.
So is he saying he gets angry at people that text him because then the chimes wake him up?
I am going to text him now.
Wow. We all should.
Every bleeping day at like 1, 2 in the morning. Are you bothered by the 1:30 text?
No, because I tell my phone that at 10 o'clock, unless it's a certain amount of people and... Let me tell you, Chad, you're not on that very small list. Do not make a noise if I get a call or a text from them.
Excuse me? I'm not on that list?
You are not on that list.
I've never texted you at that point, too. And I won't, you know, unless it's like a healthy, health-related emergency.
Oh, I could see you doing it, having one of those tough sleep nights. All of a sudden, a show idea comes with you. Let me fire this off today before I forget.
Am I allowed to do that?
Sure. It's on silent, so I won't know until I wake up.
Honestly. He's got a lot of rules, doesn't he?
Yeah, and you know, must abide by them. Of course, the rules change at his whimsy. Whenever he wants to change a rule or make up a new rule, he can just do that because it's
make
his world.
Calendar.
We're just living in it.
Yeah, we're lucky. We're lucky, you know. I used to joke he's the oldest 40-year-old I've ever met. He's 50 and he acts like he's 95. Honestly, I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's not wrong.
No. I could eat, back to your food obsessions, I could eat a Culver's cheese butterburger every day and never tire. Not the fries or the frozen custard, just the burger. Culver's holds up very well, don't you think?
It does.
Had some In-N-Out out here. It's very similar to Culver's. It's good to very good. It's not like drive 4 hours out of the way to get In-N-Out burger. But, you know, among the fast casuals, it's an excellent burger.
Yes, it's a good burger. I equate it to Five Guys. Very similar, but except In-N-Out doesn't cost an extra mortgage payment.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Well, come on out here. Everything costs an extra mortgage. Venison pepper sticks. Oh, that sounds phenomenal. Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie.
Mm.
Pretty tempting.
I'm on board with that.
Dake shades are great, but they need to be marketed to the boomers with the fiber. We could use the fiber, right, Dave?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, it could be sponsored by Fiber One, Fiber Max, Metamucil.
Yeah. Hot Cholito from Zantigo. I guess Church is a big fan of that. Have you had the Hot Cholito from Zantigo?
I haven't been to a Zantigo in years. I might have to rectify that.
Yeah. That's a good point, too. My Pie Pizza. That's a long time ago. We still don't have My Pie, do we?
I have no idea. Never been.
I don't think so. This text. Guac is the devil's vomit. dead to meet you. Okay. I mean,
wow.
I mean, how about that? Kind of bold, wouldn't you say?
It must be a very spicy guac then.
Jeez. Margaritas. Oh, they've been a part of it, let me tell you. Up here. Caraway rye bread. Gardetto's. Branch jelly beans. I'm going to stop talking in seconds. We're going to talk about the Medicaid cuts and how they would hit kids like my son, Quentin. Let's discuss that when we come back here on CCM.